somewhat of an exception to that rule, but almost all other revolutions, the moment you win, you lose. It's like getting married. So, therefore, this strength of the Christians, they counterbalance the comparison of Christianity to the Roman and Byzantine way of life was so stark and so pronounced that Christianity from the year 260 to the year 300 in those 40 years made tremendous inroads. And the Roman emperors and the Byzantine emperors did not know how to handle it. On one hand, they continued the persecution. They executed thousands. And if an officer or a general or a nobleman was caught practicing Christianity, they killed him with terribly cruel tortures publicly in order to dissuade others. On the other hand, they themselves said deep in their own hearts, maybe they're right. And when the Romans came to doubt their own correctness and to grant the fact that maybe they were right, so that again is the beginning of the end. It is interesting to note, and the early church fathers, the writings of the early church fathers pointed out to us that the proselytizing of the church concentrated mainly upon women. With the simple understanding that if the women would become Christians, eventually the men would as well. And that the women were a much more ready audience. And therefore, the emphasis on the proselytization, on conversion, on the ideas of Christianity went, in a great extent, to women. Many Christian historians, at least the non-Roman Catholic historians, say that this really is the birth of the Marian doctrine in the church, where Mary, the mother of Jesus, was promoted to such a high level and became such a central figure because of the fact that they were selling the church to women and they wanted to make it, Mary is the ultimate woman rabbi. So they were therefore able to reach out and to, in a world where women counted for nothing or less than nothing, and with the exception of the Jewish people, in a world where even free women in marriage were little more than slaves, so in that world, the Christian church was very appealing to women. It spoke to their loftiest ambitions and goals. And it's not an accident that in this period of time, many of the great saints of the church are women, the martyrs of the church. And this was all part of the method by which the church gained control over the empire. Now, to further complicate the story a little, the Persians revolted against Rome in the year 290, and the Persians swept Rome out of Babylonia, and they swept them out of Palestine under the leadership of a man called Tadmor. Now, the Talmud mentions Tadmor. The Yerushalmi mentions him a number of times. The Talmud tells us that the Persians came to Babylonia. The Persians, as you remember, were Zoroastrians. They believed in the god of light and of dark. And the Jews, a strange thing happened. If it was a choice between the Persians and the Romans, the Jews lined up with the Romans, because the Persians were much more brutal to them now. The Romans were busy with the Christians, so they didn't have that much time for the Jews. The Persians were much more brutal to the Jews. The type